The investigators say the one the data recorders pulled from the wreckage isn't working and is still too dangerous to retrieve the second recorder. The train's engineers told investigators all he remembers is waking up on the floor of the cab. The most significant hurricane in almost a decade is raging in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center says because it's moving slowly, it'll dump massive amounts of rain wherever it goes.
Matthew's a slow mover, so it could produce 15 to 25 inches of rain, and believe it or not, with even isolated amounts close to 40 inches across southern Haiti and even portions of the Dominican Republic.
Get more news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
New York police have now released a video of a man who was seen with a woman found dead in a park 6 hours later. Here's Jennifer Polsoni.
The NYPD says they want to talk with a man seen on surveillance to see if he knows anything about the death of 35-year-old Jennifer Cohen. The man was seen walking with her along 2nd Avenue around 3 in the morning last Thursday in Brooklyn. She was found dead in Owlhead Park in Brooklyn some 6 hours later with trauma to her head and face. Jennifer Polsoni, New York.
Republican Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's debate. He spoke about the Obama administration paying money to Iran to release hostages, said it wouldn't happen under a Trump administration.
We won't be paying ransom to terrorists or terrorist-sponsoring states. They'll be paying a price. They'll be paying a price if they threaten the American people.
And the Supreme Court not going to reconsider President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The high court deadlocked in June and let a lower court order stand blocking the immigration move. USA Radio News.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Another police shooting in California leading to people asking questions why. Here's Jason Campidonia with the story.
Police say they were called to the intersection after getting reports of two men with guns. One witness describes what happened.
Like, they killed him in cold blood. I don't know what he did, but they could have tased him. There's a lot of things they could have did, but they didn't. They killed him. Oh, my God.
A handgun was found at the scene, and another man is in custody.
When they surrounded him, they didn't give him no orders. They didn't say nothing. They just shot him. And they kept shooting them.
The man who was killed is described as Hispanic between the ages of 18 and 22. No cops got hurt. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
A major police union has endorsed Donald Trump, the first time this union has endorsed anyone for president. Here's the story from correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Cleveland, Ohio Police Patrolmen's Association endorses Donald Trump for president, the first time it's ever endorsed a presidential hopeful.
And I really do believe, you know, what we have to say in this matters. And that's in the best interest, by the way, of all law-abiding citizens.
That's Union Chief Steve Loomis. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton picks up the endorsement of a popular figure in that key state as well, Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court declining to hear the appeal of former mob boss James Whitey Bulger for his 2013 conviction. Bulger's lawyers had appealed his life sentence because the judge prevented him from testifying that a deceased U.S. prosecutor gave him immunity for crimes in exchange for protection. USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon.
And we're here live in the studio for a Hot in Hunterton. We were enjoying a rewind. Larry was not in the studio today, so hopefully I have everything under control here. We're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll be back with the weather and get our show started. Thanks for joining us.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And here we are in the studio to talk a little bit about our weather. And I have a caller that is going to call in just a moment and will be joining us on the air. So we're excited about that. So we always do a quote for the day. So I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Hot in Hunterton. And today we'll be joined by an actor, and we're going to be talking about the loss of an actor in just a few moments here. And sometimes art and acting and drama, it really gives us an outlet for our emotions and experiences. And our quote today is, whether you are a writer or an actor or a stage manager, you are trying to express the complications of life through a shared enterprise. That's what theater was always. And live performances shares that with an audience in a specific compact, the play is unfinished unless it has an audience, and they are as important as everyone else. So that is wonderful quote to start our week here and to kick off to our broadcast. And the weather, everyone wants to know about the weather. Well, I'm dressed for summer, that's for sure. It is hot and humid out. We have a 30% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. But it'll be after 5 when our broadcast is over, probably when we're going to our vehicle without an umbrella. That's how my life usually goes. And tonight we're looking for another chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that will be between 5 and 10. That'll wrap up. And tomorrow morning we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 12 o'clock. So Tuesday we have a partly sunny broadcast with a high near 87. Tuesday night we have another chance of showers and thunderstorms, but mostly it's a warm day all week, really. We have highs in the upper 80s. Wednesday, same thing, showers and thunderstorms again. And our high Wednesday, we're actually making it into 90. So that is great when you're hot in Hunterton. You want the hot weather, and we have a high of 93 on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are very similar. We have a high of 92 with another chance of thunderstorms. And Friday is the day we go to the beach. with mostly sunny skies and a high of 88. So that is going to be my plan for the week. The beach day will be Friday for sure. I'm going to do a commercial, and then I'll be back with you here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
It's me, you're just a sign of the times, but I want a better life than the one I've been living. Ain't no one says that you can't change who you are. Ain't no law says you gotta take what you're given. I wanna find a place where the nights are warm and the wind don't blow so cold.
Studio live at Hot and Hunterdon. We'll be joined on the phone with one of my favorite actors, but first I have to catch up here with my commercials, so we'll be back in just one moment.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back in the studio, and let's see how my technical skills are today. John M. Barron, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am. How are you, Jay? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Thank you so much. I know you have a busy day, but we really appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us a little bit. And, you know, acting, when I need a source of drama, acting, television, you are my source.
Well, I appreciate that, GJ. I try to be as up to date and knowledgeable with my information as I can, because certainly since I've talked to you, it's radio, television, the media has become either fake or it's not fake. Who knows what's fake news? All I know is that my sister-in-law is not a fake, neither is me, and neither is my family. So that, your listeners can rest assured. The information I'm giving to you is the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me.
Well, everyone just did a huge sigh of relief over there in their respective, near their respective radios and computers for the broadcast. So we were hoping today to talk a little bit, to reminisce about one of the greats that passed away this weekend.
Well, actually, a couple of people have passed away. I'll bring up a couple of things. One, we lost somebody in front of the camera, and then we lost somebody behind the camera. And I'll start with behind the camera, because it usually, what people don't see on the screen is all the pre-production, the writing, but somebody has to put the package together, and that's the producer. And in this case, the producer that I'm talking about is George A. Romero. And those of you who are film buffs, especially of classical horror and horror movie buffs, would remember that he was the man that created and produced the groundbreaking 1968 horror classic Night of the Living Dead, which was not the first movie of its genre where they had people dealing with zombies or such. There were many other movies, especially those that came out of the post-World War II era, where the idea that nuclear waste, nuclear energy was creating zombies, or that that's somebody, or groups of critters coming out from outer space, extraterrestrial beings were coming out. As many people know, especially anybody who might be into the conspiracy theorists, that apparently we have some sort of alien beings sitting in a vault somewhere in New Mexico in Hangar 51. Of course, that's been a conspiracy theorem mainstay for the last 70 years, source of many TV shows such as The Outer Limits, and of course, most recently, The X-Files. But George Romero, by taking a budget of no more than $114,000, created the movie that has spawned so many other shows and productions over the last 60 years. That includes shows like The Walking Dead, Zombieland. In 1983, I was in a movie that had to deal with nuclear waste that was shot in Georgia called Mutant. And so the directors and producers of that film relied on a lot of things and techniques and storyline plot development from Night of the Living Dead. And of course, it's been remade several times over the last 50 years. Let me see, I'm just going to go online here to find out exactly how many versions have been done. There's the original version that was one in 1990. So it's been done a couple of times. But The Night of the Living Dead, just to get here on Wikipedia a little bit, basically Romero got together with a couple of the people who were graduates of Carnegie Mellon Institute, in Pittsburgh. Now, the thing about Carnegie Mellon is that it's well known in theatrical and circles as being a great school for technical theater and design because it's a tie-in with the technical aspects and mechanics and such. But it's also a very good acting school as well. But as far as being a film school, it really hasn't had that much. It's had to deal with competition from New York University and from certainly from UCLA and USC, and even Northwestern in near Chicago. But in this case, he created a film, shot most of it in Western Pennsylvania, which is another reason why I'm a fan of the movie, is that most of the film was shot in and around the Allegheny-Katanning area of Western Pennsylvania, which is about 30 miles north of Pittsburgh. And if you know my family background, DJ, you know that my father, the late Bill Barron, was born and raised in Ford City, Pennsylvania, which is a little town, right, township right on the Allegheny River. It was the home for many, many, many years of the world's largest Pittsburgh plate glass factory. My grandfather, Michael Barron, worked there, and then that's also where my step-grandfather, Ben Brown, also worked there as well. And by 1968, the plate glass business had pretty much was drying up, and people were flocking away, and things were turning downward. And so they came in and shot the movie. A lot of the sceneries, a lot of the houses were shot at night in and around Ford City. And, of course, in other areas as well, there's a very famous scene takes place in a cemetery, which is located in Evans City, Pennsylvania, which is in Butler, County. So that's another reason why I'm a fan, is that so much of it was shot in my dad's backyard. I saw a pristine copy of it back in 1976, which is the first time I saw it when I started out as an acting student at DeKalb Community College in Decatur, Georgia. It was a pristine copy of a 16-millimeter print that had been given to a film buff and a member of the school community at DeKalb College, a man by the name of Jim Whaley. And if there's anybody listening to this who may have over the years watched a lot of PBS programming, especially shows back in the 70s and 80s, many of you may remember of a show called Cinema Showcase, which had been originated from Atlanta. And Jim Whaley was the coordinator and developer of that show, which predated Siskel and Ebert's programming and any other Hollywood interview show by at least 10, 15 years. So George Romero is passed away, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tributes for him. One of the things that I was sad about over the years is that he had this seminar that I went to back in 1980 at the American Film Institute in Los Angeles, and of course they were giving him accolades and talking about the movie, but they never ever gave him any kind of reward. I mean, you have a Lifetime Achievement Award by American Film Institute that is given to a lot of people, but for some reason they passed George Romero, I think mainly because he was an outsider who was able to break in by creating a movie at such a low budget, and it's made close to $25 million in rentals and sales since its first release in 1968, which is going to be 50 years old next year. So that's quite a long time. The second person is certainly somebody that a lot of people in front of the camera, we're going to go to the front of the camera now, a person who probably be very well known to a lot of people who have watched movies and televisions the last few years, and that's Martin Landau.
You know what we're going to do, Michael? We're going to do like a little teaser. So I have to catch up on some commercials. So everyone now knows who we're going to be talking about right after our break. So stay with us, and we will be talking a little bit more about these greats of the film industry and the theater industry and how they have changed, how and what we see and view. And I have to confess, I haven't seen The Night of the Living Dead. So I see a film theater production coming up with some DVDs in the very near future. Let me catch up on our breaks, and then we'll be back to talk to actor John M. Barron. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep.
Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're with John M. Barron, and he is generously giving his time today to talk to us about some game changers that have passed away recently. And the next one we're going to cover before our next news break is Martin Landau. And some people may not know who that is, Michael. That's why we need you.
Well, I'm certainly learned a lot. I'm sure that there are, give credit to the people. You have a very sophisticated audience, GJ over there in Hunterdon County. And so I'm very sure that many of them have probably seen him in the TV show, 60s TV show, Mission Impossible, which is where majority of the baby boomers would remember him from. And, of course, the generation afterwards, he was in Woody Allen movies and also played Bela Lugosi, all right, in Tim Burton's version of Ed Wood, which, of course, that one of the most eclectic film producers ever produced or developed in Hollywood. Am I still on the air, or is there a break?
No, Jake? You are on. We're all listening.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if there was a news break. Anyway, the next person, of course, is Martin Landau. And the thing about Martin is that he was one of those actors who got his start in the early 50s, working, breaking into the off Broadway and the small coffee houses that were located in the Village back in the 1950s in New York City. Struggling actor, just like a lot of people, post-war period, when Broadway was changing, the world of theater was changing, it was becoming more natural. The most famous actor to come out of that period, of course, was Marlon Brando. But he was the first one to break the door open, and the rest followed over the years, what we call the New York method acting invasion. Method acting, of course, those people in the theater business would know what I'm talking about, is the method started up by Konstantin Stanislavski in his ABC books. An actor prepares, building a character, and creating a role. And one of the most famous people to profess it was a man named Lee Strasberg, who started up the Actors Studio and also a school of acting in New York City, which after World War II brought in a lot of people from New York and around the Northeast, and you know, around the country, Chicago, who wanted to really learn how to break themselves down so they could build a character from within. And Martin Landau was one of those who was a student. And during the times when he worked there, he would also at night do shows and plays in these small places, because the method theater wasn't really necessarily being accepted by the establishment, so they had to find any establishment and obscure place to perform. And during his years that he was working, he met up with people like James Dean, John Cassavetes, Peter Falk. These were all actors that got their start, of course, in New York City back in that time. This is way before they became famous on television in the 60s and 70s. So Martin, after working in off-Broadway, eventually made it to, you know, stages in New York and was discovered by Hollywood agents who brought him out. And one of the most famous roles that he ever played was, of course, the very famous MGM thriller by Alfred Hitchcock called North by Northwest, which is the movie about a man who made a slight mistake and was identified as someone he was not, and that of course was Cary Grant, and he was playing a role. His name was Roger Thornhill, but he was mistaken for a man named George Kaplan, who apparently had been this virtual person set up by a government agency for the United States trying to find out why American secrets were being sent to the other side. And in this case, he ends up meeting with a man by the name of Philip Van Damme, played by James Mason. And Mr. Van Damme, James Mason's character, has an assistant who's very effeminate but exceedingly precise, and that was a man named Leonard, who was played by Martin Landau. And this was the first time that big American audiences outside of New York got a chance to see Martin at work. And of course, his character was famous because he always suspected the girl who was the go between Eva Marie Saint of being a counter spy, which she was. And when she was finally discovered, they of course had this great chase scene that took place in a studio at MGM, but it looked like it was at Mount Rushmore on the faces of the presidents. And so at the last second, before Thornhill's fingers are crushed, someone shoots Martin Landau, and he makes this great fall, which is something that was a visual effect used by Alfred Hitchcock in many, many years. So after that, he was in several other shows, was discovered and went on television out in Los Angeles. But it was the TV show produced by Bruce Geller called Mission Impossible that made him famous to American audiences.
Now, I just posted...
His entire character was known as... Roland Hand was his character's name, and he was very famous because he was able to play different people, different roles. It was a great acting tool, practicing all of his craft he had developed over the years. And he was able to play so many different parts. He even played a woman. They would show masks. They would put on rubber on the face and have it peel it off. It was visually a very effective show, very intelligent show, right on CBS. I believe it was on a Friday, started out on a Friday night, and then most of its run during the 7 or 8 years that it was on Saturday night. Now, Landau and his wife at that time, Barbara Bain, were the first couple really to play with each other at that time and work together on the same show. It was not a commonplace practice back then. But when they reached an impasse in the negotiations with CBS and Paramount Television for a pay raise, they walked away from the show, and they immediately went over to England to work with Gary Anderson and his wife, Sylvia Anderson, in the TV show Space 1999, which became a big hit. And that was, it came out right after the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, which was shot on the same studio, and they used a lot of the same props and set pieces for the movie that they used the TV show. Then his career kind of took a dive. All right, after Space 1999 went off the air, he did a few things, but most of the work was you really would want to throw away and forget. Probably the most embarrassing show he was ever on was the Harlem Globetrotters meets Gilligan's Island back in 1981, which was a disaster for his career. But it wasn't until 1989 when Francis Ford Coppola asked him to play the role of Tucker.
Now, I think we'll take a break there before we get into Tucker, because we have to do our news break. So stay with us, and we'll be back to talk about the remainder of the career from 1981 going on, and delve a little bit too into that great visual that Michael gave us from Mission Impossible with the masks changing and how this gentleman was able to play so many characters at once. Not at once, but on one show. So stay with us. We're going to do the news, and then we'll be back here at Hot and Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Republicans have made repeated promises in elections leading up to now that we would and we could do better, and I believe we will do better. This bill actually, I think, has gotten much better.
Texas Senator John Cornyn endorsing the Republican GOP health care plan during an appearance on Meet the Press. The vote on the bill has been delayed because of health problems to Arizona Senator John McCain. If McCain doesn't appear for the vote, they won't have enough to pass the bill. Why? Some senators voting no, like Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
The longer the bill's out there, the more conservative Republicans are going to discover that it's not repeal, and the more that everybody's going to discover that it keeps the fundamental flaw of Obamacare.
Rescue teams in Arizona continuing their search for a man swept away in a deadly flash flood. 9 people from one family, including 6 children, were killed when floodwaters surged through a popular swimming hole 80 miles northeast of Phoenix. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The vote on the GOP health care plan is going to be delayed because of Senator John McCain's health problems.
After Senator John McCain's procedure at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he's postponing consideration of the Republican health care bill while McCain recovers. The Arizona Republican has said that he will not take part in any congressional votes for the next week, which would put the health care bill one vote short of passing after 2 Republican senators stated they'll vote against it.
Iraqi and Kurdish counterterrorism officials say ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is still alive. They say he is definitely alive and hiding in Syria. Russia had been claiming Baghdadi was killed in an airstrike in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had unconfirmed information he'd been killed. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said last week the U.S. approach is to assume Baghdadi is alive until proven otherwise, and quote, right now, I can't prove otherwise. USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
George Romero, the filmmaker largely responsible for the zombie genre in horror movies, has died.
The Los Angeles Times reports that the Night of the Living Dead filmmaker died in his sleep after a brief battle with lung cancer. Romero spawned the zombie film craze with his 1968 cult classic. The film resulted in several sequels, including Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and Land of the Dead. Among the New York native's other film projects were 1973's The Crazies and 1981's Knight Riders.
A new report says a number of American hospitalizations are due to medication mistakes. Here's Chris Barnes.
A new study says most of these mistakes involve people taking the wrong medications or the wrong dose of the proper medication or accidentally taking a second dose of a medicine that they've already taken. Researchers finding that over the past 13 years, those types of mistakes have jumped by over 100%. About a third of the time, the mistakes lead to people being hospitalized. I'm Chris Barnes.
China is poo-pooing Winnie the Pooh. The Financial Times is reporting that Winnie the Pooh, well, he just can't be seen anywhere on Chinese social media in the run-up to the next fall's Chinese Communist Party Congress. The reason is there have been a number of cartoons flying around China comparing Winnie the Pooh to President Xi Jinping. One of the photos shared by the Financial Times on social media showed Winnie the Pooh and Tigger walking alongside Xi and former President Barack Obama. USA Radio News.
So I love being able to actually cover the news as we're hearing it, and they're just talking about Martin Landau. So, Michael, you were up to about 1982, and in about 5 minutes, I have to do another set of commercials, still kind of catching up. So if you don't mind just jumping back in for us.
Well, basically, after the television, his television work dried up in the mid-'80s, it took the movie Tucker, a Man, and his dream in 1988 to bring Martin Landau back into the mainstream and in the eyes and audiences of American films. Of course, the movie was produced by Francis Ford Coppola along with George Lucas, and it's the story of Preston Tucker, the man in the 1940s who went up against the big three automobile makers to try to create an independent corporation for developing automobiles, and that his innovations were unique. But, of course, the industry went after him and went after him with a fervor because they certainly didn't want to have anything that they felt like was going to interfere with their ability to market a car. And there were a lot of innovations and things that are in today. Tesla has an issue like that where they would actually sell the car individually, and it was an idea that he would sell these cars not in dealerships but by mail order. So these were things that were unheard of back in the 1940s, which now are becoming strangely common here in the United States. The fact that you can pretty much buy anything you want to online. So that was his first big movie after many years of being dried. And he had to do commercials. He had to do other things. It was in 1981 or 80 actually when I first met him, which is probably where I'll have time to stop. Is that back in 1980? He wanted to start up a theater company in Los Angeles that would be similar to that of the theater companies that he knew of in New York. In Los Angeles at that time in the 1970s, mid to late 70s and early 80s, the theater business, theater in New York in Los Angeles was just booming because you had all these actors coming in from New York and other parts of the country wanting to get involved in the film business, and especially at the infant level of the cable business and the video business, which was just starting at that point. So you had theaters where, you know, those actors who had union cards, equity union cards, they could certainly do movies and television without any problem with equity, but to do a stage play that was not sanctioned by the union was considered a scab work. So equity got with theater people and with actors and came up with a showcase code called Equity Waiver, which limited the number of seats that you could have in a theater to 99 seats, which is why it was called the 99-seat code. I did quite a few when I was out there in the late 70s and early 80s. And it was while I was there that I became friends with a man who was a director and a teacher, and he was working with Martin Landau developing the Center Theater Company, where they took an old warehouse in the industrial section of Hollywood along Citrus Avenue, and they took the first floor of the building, and they basically just knocked down all the supports they could and built a theater inside of that would be a working, flexible space that could be modular space, that seats could be moved around, the settings could be moved around. They didn't have to be focused as a set proscenium. It could have been a theater in the round, or it could have been a thrust stage. And developed with John Cassavetes again, one of his friends from New York, who had John Cassavetes, of course, was very famous for directing the movie with his wife at that time called The Diary of a Mad Housewife. And that, let's see, let's put that up there, Diary of a Mad Housewife. Diary of a Mad Housewife, that was produced back in 1970. Carrie Snodgrass was married to Carrie Snodgrass at that time, and ended up being a movie that he directed. So he wrote plays, he wrote TV shows, he acted in TV shows, and then he was living in Los Angeles working on the movie Gloria with his wife at that time, Gina Rowlands, and decided that he would write three plays for four actors that he worked with and helped come up with in New York that were then becoming quite established in Hollywood, and that included Peter Falk, included Gina Rowlands, his wife, and John Voight, his wife. And so these three plays that were produced, Love Streams, Knives, and The Third Day Comes, were all set in repertory in this theater. And the theater was different than anything I've ever seen before. It was almost set like that of a Cinerama setting, where it was the proscenium, where the acting space was very wide and very, very deep, and the audience would sit sort of like in an opposite arc. So it was almost literally like two ovals or two arcs facing each other. But the set design for this one show called Knives with Peter Falk, of course everyone knows who Peter Falk was. He was an actor who played Columbo for so many years on television. Well, this is the first time I ever seen him in a play. But the set design, it was literally like they had taken the back lot of 20th Century Fox or Universal, the New York streets where it looks like Brooklyn or it looks like the Bronx or it looks like Chelsea, and literally dropped it on the stage. They had rain going on, water jutting out on the street that looked like rain. They had lightning flashes that looked like lightning flashes. They actually had working cars. They actually had practical working cars that were driving back and forth on what was a city street in the back area of the stage that was part of the center scenery. And at the beginning, you could sit down and you saw somebody in the back there leaning up against a support that would be similar to what you would see if you were down in up in the Washington Heights area or in the Bronx or even out in Brooklyn or in Queens, where the elevated train lines for the subways, you have those girders that you use to support. Well, you know, people lean on them all the time. Well, that's what this character was doing. He was leaning on it during the beginning of the show, during the previews before the show even started. And it was Peter Falk. And of a sudden, you know, you light his cigarette, you see a flash, you see neon lights going off. It was just like a back lot of a movie studio. It was just like walking into New York City itself. And then he walks up a flight of steps to a brownstone, and the entire set at that point moves and changes by either mechanics or by the set crew. And I sat next to a person. I said, "My God, what a great set!" And he was a member of IATSE, which is the stage union in Los Angeles. He said, "Yeah." He says, "All of our guys from MGM came out to do it because we were losing our jobs, and we decided to do this pro bono so we can showcase our work as well. We hope this theater gets off the ground because I think it would be a great thing." So it was just a wonderful show. I mean, the acting was great. The script was pretty good. But I just thought the set design and the whole execution of the production was just fantastic.
And I think we'll take a break there and see if maybe there's a way we could get some live pictures of that set design, because the way you described it sounds like something we all want to see. I do have to jump in and get some commercials, and then we'll be back for the last few minutes of Hot and Hunterdon reflecting on an actor's career. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back on the phone with John M. Barron, and we only have about 6 minutes left. I always say radio time goes faster than any other time. So I know you probably are all wondering, as I am, if this theater was successful. Can you tell us in 6 minutes, Michael? I'm kind of dying over here.
Less than that. The answer, unfortunately, is no. New York, of course, is New York. There's theater going on all over New York. There's plays going on right now. There's showcases as we speak. Chicago is a theater town. And other cities are, too. You've got Philadelphia. You've got Boston. But the thing about Los Angeles is that it's a film town. It will never, ever be a theater town. They certainly do have beautiful theaters there. Some of them that have been saved, very similar to saving the theaters in New York City that were going to be torn down. The Pantages is there. The Huntington Hartford Theater is there. And they do have a small equity waiver showcase theaters now that they are paying their actors some. They were not doing that when I was there. But it is not a theater town and never will be because the sole focus of that city and its industry is that of the movie business. It's not staged. They certainly don't mind seeing a show and showcasing yourself if you want to be doing some film work, but the technique of acting on stage and the technique of acting on in a movie or TV show or video is much different because you can't be, you know, broad. You have to be very, very fine-tuned with your approaches and your technique. But I will say that the best actors that you see on television are those that have had a lot of stage training, and they just have to make the adjustments to film. I've done that myself, and I've got the TV shows to prove it. And certainly, you know, Martin Landau was that talented and that skilled enough to where he could go from stage to television to film without really ever breaking a sweat.
So no doubt, Michael, he was quite a leader in the industry, and his range of acting was amazing. Is there any one part or one role that you yourself think really defines him as an actor?
Well, you know, there's a lot. There's a lot of roles. I think that the one that I thought was that's really, really good, I mean, the one that he got a lot, he won an Oscar for, okay? I mean, if you want to talk about, well, what did he accomplish in his life? Well, he did win an Oscar for his role as Bela Lugosi in Ed Wood, which was, of course, the film biography of Edward Wood, the eclectic film producer and director. The movie was produced by Tim Burton and starred Johnny Depp as the cult filmmaker Ed Wood. And so the movie, of course, was Plan 9 for Outer Space, which had Bela Lugosi when he was in his very, very sick years. He was under the influence of cocaine and other drugs because he had terrible arthritis. He had pains all over, but he did this movie, which, of course, was badly shot, badly put together. It was an awful film, but it was because it was so bad and it was produced by Ed Wood, it became a cult classic. And it really was the last movie that Bela Lugosi was in. He died a few months after the movie had been made. But that, it would have to be the movie that I would say defined Martin Landau for entire generations because it just showed the depth of his acting, the fact that he didn't have to take himself too seriously, that he was playing playing up not Bela Lugosi as a fool, but the fact Bela Lugosi at that point in his life says, I'm sick, I'm dying, I'm doing something for this weird director. I've had a great career. I've started out in European stages, and here I am going to die on an offbeat American stage somewhere. So who cares? And I think that was certainly played into Martin's parts. And, of course, the movies that Martin Landau did with Woody Allen during that time as well, movies such as City Hall with Robert De Niro, Bullets on Broadway, and Crimes and Misdemeanors that he did with. Hello?
We're still here. We're still with you.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought the phone might have gone out. But anyway, but those would be the movies that I would say defined him. Mostly the things that he did beyond Space 1999, in the last 30 years or so, has been those movies that he did with Francis Ford Coppola, Tim Burton, and then also with Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. And so if there was just, if no one has seen him in something and they can just watch one film or one production from him, what would you suggest?
I would say Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Okay, great.
Yeah.
That is great. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today on Hot and Hunnard In and for sharing some of your memories and information from this field and looking back, letting us look back a little bit and really remember people that changed the industry, the real game changers.
Well, anytime you need me to come on and share a little bit of my knowledge and experience, certainly you can do that, G. You have my number.
Thank you so much. And we'll get some posts on the Facebook page for Hot and Hunnard and some links for some of the film suggestions that Michael sent our way here today at Hot and Hunnard. And it's great, and sometimes when we think about building the community and just making sure we have a lot of resources, we never want to forget the acting industry and the film industry. Other shows, we've been able to talk about what that means to New Jersey's economy. And hopefully before the summer's out, we can have Michael back again just to talk about that again, because it's important for our economy. So we are getting ready for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, which will be coming on next. Certainly, thank everyone for joining us here at our special edition of Hot and Hunnard In to look back at one of the game changers or two of the game changers in the industry and be able to celebrate their work. And it is still with us, so we still have an opportunity to look at their greatness as actors in that industry. So thank you for staying with us, and I hope you stay tuned for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour.
Like sense, that's when the president started to giggle, then the children gave the blessing. Though the service would have done.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Republicans have made repeated promises in elections leading up to now that we would and we could do better, and I believe we will do better. This bill actually, I think, has gotten much better.
Texas Senator John Cornyn endorsing the Republican GOP health care plan during an appearance on Meet the Press. The vote on the bill has been delayed because of health problems to Arizona Senator John McCain. If McCain doesn't appear for the vote, they won't have enough to pass the bill. Why? Some senators voting no, like Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
The longer the bill's out there, the more conservative Republicans are going to discover that it's not repeal, and the more that everybody's going to discover that it keeps the fundamental flaw of Obamacare.
Rescue teams in Arizona continuing their search for a man swept away in a deadly flash flood. 9 people from one family, including 6 children, were killed when floodwaters surged through a popular swimming hole 80 miles northeast of Phoenix. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
It was to testify. He's rejecting a Senate subpoena, saying he will take the Fifth Amendment, invoking his constitutional right against self-incrimination. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically